LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
All right, here we go, everyone. Let's build that energy. Reverend James, hit the music.
Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, exploring the magical world around us only on the LMC Radio Network. There are so many fantastic, exciting, and curious things that make up this world we share. Come join us as we explore the spiritual, magical, and wondrous phenomena that enrich our souls and bring color to our days. I'm your announcer, Reverend James of FolkConjure.com, located in Western North Carolina. This week, we welcome our special guest, JD, from HoodooHouseDetroit.com in Detroit, Michigan, bringing us a discussion on spells for success in the new year. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our host, Reverend Art of FolkConjure.com in North Carolina, and our guest, JD. Make sure you're logged into Blog Talk Radio and join in the discussion via the chat. Now, let's catch up with our host. Reverend Art, take it away.
Thank you, Reverend James, and welcome everyone to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, your Monday night delight. And if it's Monday, that means it is Magic Mondays on Hoodoo Psychics. Make sure you take a moment, jump on over to the Hoodoo Psychics Facebook page, drop a comment on the Magic Mondays post, and get entered to win your chance at a free reading with the Hoodoo Psychic of your choice. A lot of great folks out there just waiting for your calls. All right. So here we are, still building here in 2024. So many great things have already come about. And let's toss it back over to you, Reverend James. Kind of what fun things are you working on?
Well, fun things. Okay. Well, I'm sure... I think the people that are here know that we have a new Etsy store. And for those that don't, and those that are listening in the future, I encourage everybody to go check that out. It's folkconjure.etsy.com. And we have a ton of, like, over 45 different figural candles. We have digital calendars for the Tibetan year. All of them are up by month and for the whole year if you want to check those out. We also have some pendulum printouts, charts, and if there's anything that you're looking for, something that you want designed or whatever, you can just reach out to us and let us know. Also, here in the very, very, very near future, We will be coming out with a new divination deck that people may be interested in. So keep a lookout for that. Keep a listen out. We'll be debuting that very soon. Other than that, we'll be putting tzotzas on the Etsy store very soon. Those of you who aren't familiar with those, they are little Buddhist clay plaques, if you will, of different Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, usually filled with different types of holy items, such as rilbu or holy pills, blessed protector rice, things like that. And I think, some of you may have remember I did a reading on the Oracle Hour, the Hoodoo Rootwork, the Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, Oracle Hour, and I did a Oracle Hour on Atara divination, and I used these little pebbles to speak to Tara and the different versions of Tara, the 21 Taras, to get an answer for something. And we'll be the original book was put out by Lillian Tu. That's it. Big feng shui lady. I'm sure most people know her name. But she originally put out a little book called The Tara Divination, Tara Mo. And it came with a little bag of little crystals. Well, they weren't really crystals. They were more beads, clear beads and a black bead. But they don't sell that anymore to go along with that divination anymore. So I'm going to be putting together the little pouch for everybody to have those if they ever get that book, or if I'm have the time and are able to rewrite the Mo in a way that isn't infringing upon Miss Lillian too, because she is a great author and she did that out of the goodness of her heart, and she helped translate that, and I definitely don't want to be stepping on her toes, but I do want to make sure that everybody has access to that style of divination and to be able to speak with Tara. So there we go.
So many good things, and I'm just going to toss in a little bit of a kind of an aside here. This new deck that has been in the works, I have to say, it is so pretty. I have been in love with it since the images started to come together. Really excited to be able to share that with everybody very soon. But as you heard, a lot of great stuff going on here with Folk Conjure and our other site, Folk Faith Ministries. We actually rolled out a lot of condition candles, and we'll be adding so many more in coming weeks. Definitely folkfaithministries.com. Check it out. And like our Facebook pages. We love to get messages. We love to keep in touch with y'all, and you'll be on the cutting edge of everything that's new. And joining us today, our good friend JD from Hoodoo House Detroit in the, we'll just call it the deeply frozen north today. You know what? Welcome back, JD. It's been a while since we've had you on, and you know, happy to kick off the new year here with you. What new and fun is going on in your world?
Thanks. I'm glad to be here, and always, though we might not always be on the air together, we're always conversating and chatting. So
this is true.
Thank you for your friendship. I do love that. And just so Phyllis knows, green's my favorite color, so that's why I was playing off the green part. what's been going on here? Well, like you said, it's ridiculously cold. I mean, wind chills were down to like negative 20, so we're all just bunkered down and staying warm. I actually moved all my altar stuff into my basement into a room, really with the new year, I just had this movement of really reorganizing and restructuring things, and I'm just really loving the new space and setting up spaces to burn more candles, and so I love it. I'm feeling great about it. It feels good, so I'm enjoying it. I'm looking forward to new year. I'm sorry, go on.
No, that was just because there's something too that, you know, when you refresh everything and you clean everything and you reorganize and you redecorate, and it just, it really builds that, you know, that energy and kind of reinvigorates your entire practice. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. People talk about like spring cleaning, and I did winter frost for cleaning where it was just, And it fits with today's title, so it's one of the reasons that I was like, out with the old and in with the new. Like, why do I have this? Why is it here? What purpose does it serve? What is in my way? What needs to be removed? Let's utilize these spaces. And it was very empowering. It was awesome. It was very cleansing. It took a lot of work. But luckily the weather was warmer then, so it was easier to do those changes. But I really love the space, and I'm really enjoying the change. So.
Well, get a spring chance, share some pictures. We'll throw them out there on the Mystics, Mages, Magical Places Facebook pages and Instagram, and you know, we'll just spread the love. It's all about
always.
Love. Excellent. Well, you know, I'm really excited for tonight's topic. We're kind of continuing on with the wonderful theme that was started last night, actually, with the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Absolutely fantastic show, if y'all have not had a chance to listen to it yet. It is available in our archive. You can follow the link right from the original posts, and it will be up at the Lucky Mojo Forum. All kinds of wonderful discussion on prosperity. Miss Cat and Conjure Man and Papa Newt did just an outstanding job kind of coming at prosperity from all these different angles. It really was such an engaging discussion, and thrilled to have Papa Newt here with us in the chat tonight. But really, you know, continuing on with that, you know, we're talking about success and really how to kind of build that into your personal practices, or really what to look for when you're reaching out to other workers. You know, again, we're at the start of a new year. It's time to, you know, kind of take the bull by the horns and really just make this year the best year that it possibly can be. You know, there's so many great things that I'm sure we're going to be able to share with you, and hopefully help everyone to not only develop a greater understanding of, you know, success spell work. You know, we'll give some tradition, we'll give some tools, we'll give some actual spells, a little bit of everything all in one just for y'all tonight. And I have a feeling this is going to be one of those shows where we get close to the end and go, oh crap, we're running out of time. So this is a good time to jump in with the messages from our sponsors, and we will be back with spells for success in the new year.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurement, Sundays 3 to 4:30. Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays 4 to 5:30. The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays. The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voigt, Tuesdays 4 to 5. The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication, Wednesdays. and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LaFay in syndication Thursdays. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org. And by Hoodoo Psychics, first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted root worker instantly, 1-888-4-HOODOO, or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now, I'd like to make a really quick announcement before we get started on some of the upcoming shows on the LMC Radio Network. Tomorrow, January 16th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Miss Elvira and Deb Voith. They will be speaking on the topic of healing past life intrusions. And next Sunday on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, there will be Reverend Art speaking on blessing strangers.
Thank you, Reverend James. Really looking forward to Reverend next week's show. Really looking forward to joining Miss Cat and Conjure Man and Nagashiva and the whole Lucky Mojo crew next Sunday. It's going to be a great show. Not going to give too much away. I'm just going to say you don't want to miss it. All right. So, success spells for the new year. You know, JD brought this topic up for us, and honestly, he's one of the most adept spell creators I know. You want to talk about at the drop of a hat coming up with something to just completely address a situation. JD's your man. And we want to set everybody up for a fantastic 2024 and beyond. So with this, and JD, would you agree with me, though, that one of the things that really needs to be kind of right at the forefront of a discussion on success is everyone needs to really take some time and focus on what does success mean to you? What success is to me is not necessarily what success is to Reverend James. I'm lucky that I can use my smartphone half the time. Reverend James will, you know, be reprogramming mainframes. Success means different things to different people. So really building that initial clarity, I think, is key to bringing the results from your spell work. What do you think?
Yes, I actually agree with that a lot. And one of the things I wanted to discuss tonight was a method that I use where I call starting with the end in mind. And it's kind of exactly what you're just talking about. And I'll go through a hypothetical situation. If I myself want to find a new job or I want a promotion, let's say I want to get a new job, the exciting thing. So I look at the end in mind. What does that look like? What does the job look, the success of that look like? What is the title, the pay? And then I move backwards from that. And I think of the mundane as well as the magical things that I can do at each one of these levels to make this manifest in my life. So, for example, if my goal is to find a new prosperous job, well, I would look at that and see like, well, I know I need to obviously apply. I need to update my resume. I need to network. And then I also know that there's magic that I can do to support that. So starting with the end result, I slowly move backwards. and think about the mundane work as well as the magical work that I can do to support that in order to make this happen. And that's kind of what you were just describing in a slightly different way, in that you got to know what you want in order to get it. Because having a petition statement that is very vague or very wordy or is not direct enough really isn't, you know, will you know you actually made your success?
Right.
So, for my example, if I wanted a new job, backwards looking from the end in mind, I think about, well, the end in mind is the job. So a step back from that is the interview. So what do I need in order to be successful at that interview? Well, I know that a mojo made with gravel root and salt is one of the most successful things you can wear to get a job, right? Working with Crown of Success and Steady Work.
There you go.
But before the interview, what do I need? Well, I need to update my resume. I need to network. I need to get it out there. So that's something I would work in the mundane world, while I also work in the spiritual world. So I would be lighting Steady Work, Crown of Success candles, while I'm praying over them, Psalms 23. While I prepare and send them out, I might be reaching out to people that I know in the field. That's that mundane work. So kind of going backwards by design, or at least, you know, with the end in mind, helps you go all the way back to where you currently are. And in some instances, and in this case, I'd be, well, do I need to do road opener? You know, am I ready for that new position? Have I done the work for that new position? Have I removed obstacles for that position to happen? And by doing that, it sets the intention of the work. Because now in my mind, or at least how I look at it, is I've set the stage for, I opened my roads. I've moved into Steady Work, Crown of Success work to draw these things to me with attraction. And then I move into the final stage where I'm carrying and wearing and burning candles and doing things that help me secure this job. So that's where the intention is so important, because it derives the work that you're going to be calling upon.
And that, excellent points. You know, a lot of people, and I know you and I have discussed this, I believe we've discussed it on some of your previous visits to the show, is, you know, a lot of individuals kind of have that sense that I'm going to do this spell and that's all I need to do. No, you need to do the supporting work. You're the support staff. You need to have that resume updated. You need to have, you know, when we're talking success and career, you need to have, you know, brush up on your interview skills. Do you know what the STAR method is? Things are like that. And
dress nicely.
Dress nicely. You know, do you have the clothes ready? You know, make sure that you have your outfits picked out. Are you going to be doing this virtually? Are you looking for something physical? So many different aspects to keep in mind. And one thing I do want to say too, about kind of understanding your goals and being clear with yourself and open and honest with yourself about what it is that you are, what that defined success is for you. You know, several of us, you know, we all can recommend magical books, you know, spell books, books by this author, books by that author, in the magical realm to kind of really talk through spell casting and working your spells, setting up your spells, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing that, you know, kind of taking this from the mundane side of things, one book that I would love to recommend to everybody is by Simon. The author's name is Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K. And the book is titled Find Your Why. The book intention is kind of, it's to get to the crux of who you are. It's like, what motivates you? What gets you out of bed in the morning? What really kind of sets that stage for who you are and who you want to present to the world? And the concepts in this book can be very well adapted to developing your magical intuition, your getting to that, you know, the nitty-gritty details of what it is that you are hoping to accomplish, where you're wanting to go. What does success in career look like to you? What does success in love look like to you, et cetera? So fantastic points, you know, and I love that process of working backward, because, you know, all of us that do this work, we've had folks that'll say, you know, here's my petition for my spell, and you read it and it says, I want a new job. And that's it. And that's fine. But there's nothing to define what you really want to get from that is a new job. I mean, you could go from, you know, a corner suite executive position to a Mick job, and it's a new job. It's what you asked for. You weren't specific enough.
So yeah, I totally agree with that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Is one of the important things is that your intention is clear. I try to help clients and others that are on the forum, like, not to necessarily make it so restrictive that it's debilitating, but equally to be open enough that it reflects what you truly want. You know, that you're like, if you were looking for a job in a specific field that has to pay a certain amount in order for you to be successful, then you should really put that in your petition, right? If you are in a position where, you know, you have more opportunity, where you can travel, you can move, and that's okay, then that's okay to put that in the petition. But, you know, being really reflective of, like you said, like, you can move from a corner suite to, you know, an entry-level job. Like, if there are certain paradigms that matter to what you need in order for this to happen, then you got to include those paradigms in your petition. Because I could be like, I want a new job, and then I get a call from Florida to move to Florida, but I have no ability nor access to do that. And then it would be unfair to say the work didn't work when the problem was me and my petition, not necessarily on the results of the work. Right, I wasn't specific enough that I need work here where I'm at, and this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and it, like you said, so important too, not to put that stranglehold on exactly what it is that you're looking for too. You know, if you have this list of Dr. Sweets in the chat, I want to win at least $500 million in the lottery. Well, that's me too, Dr. Sweets, me too. And I'll share with you if it happens. But, you know, I've also seen the exact opposite, where, you know, it's like, I want a position of leadership that makes $121,562 a year, that has its own office and affords me the opportunity to travel the world, and just this laundry list of things that, you know, a lot of it was honestly more fluff than what actually motivated the person, you know. So really taking that time. Go ahead.
One of the things I was taught, and obviously this is part of my philosophy of how magic works, but I was always taught that magic takes the path of least resistance. So, and this is how I practice. And I'm not saying this is a worldview. I'm not saying all people practice this way, but this is how I was taught and how I view things. So that, you know, when I'm doing work, the more restrictions I add, the more things it has to overcome in order to make that happen. So I'm adding more restrictions, therefore making it harder for my work to be successful. And like you were saying, in the broader tense. If I say, I want a job, that's not restrictive at all. That's very easy. Boom, the universe can provide me a job very quickly, right? The more restriction I add, the more delicate, the more concentrated the work needs to be, the more energy and effort that has to go into this, right? So that's one of the elements I wanted to add, and at least in my training, was that, you know, the more I add might be okay as long as it makes sense and it fits with my petition. But if I'm adding things like, you know, that I want to work in a corner office with a palm tree to the left, and I have, you know, then you're really, like you said, Nagashiva's asking, like, instant winner of $100. Yeah, in my opinion, I think it's a lot easier to win the lottery if you say you simply want to win the lottery versus you want to win the entire Mega Millions. I've actually done that before where I was like, well, I have this urge. I want to play the lottery. Let's see what happens. And, yeah, I won $15. Yay. Right?
Right.
And I agree with Dr. Sweets, but this is more magic theory here, but then you have a lot more people fighting to win the lottery than you do people trying to fight for you to get a job in a certain field. the difference there, you know.
Battle of wills is important.
Yeah. But being understanding of what you want and what you need, understanding your bottom line. Like, a lot of times I talk with people, clients, I'm like, what is your bottom line that you need in order to be happy for a job? Give me your bottom line. Like, and work that into your petition and make that
the non-negotiables.
Exactly. You got to be in a certain state. You got to make a certain amount. Because that's okay. Like, if your financial situation requires that you to make a certain amount, that's okay to put that in a petition. But are you doing that out of, you know, need, or are you doing that out of desire? And those are different intentions.
You know, I like how you brought that up too. Another excellent point. Magic taking the path of least resistance. You know, regardless of what your personal, you know, whether, you know, you're petitioning deities, you're working with saints, you know, you're doing you're reciting your psalms, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if you're focusing on moving energy, you can't assume that the universe is going to read your mind to bring you what you want. You need to have that definition. And this is very foundational to really kind of this whole discussion on spells for success. Just really knowing, and I love that the non-negotiables, that's the meat and potatoes of your petitions.
Again, to give a real application, I had a client recently tell me that they did a working to make a person contact them. I was like, and they were just, and they did this on their own, but they wanted to know why they didn't get the outcome. I was like, well, what did you ask for? Like, well, I wanted so-and-so to contact me. I was like, and then what happened? Well, they contacted me, and well, then they stopped talking to me. I was like, but your petition was bad. Like, they contacted you. They did what you asked. Like, you weren't specific enough in order for, you know, what did you mean by contact? Is that really even what you wanted? No, you really didn't want contact. You wanted a meaningful relationship. You weren't even intentional with your, you know, you got to, that's why I like that backwards model where, like, what is the end in mind? You really don't want contact because that's not what you really want. You really want this person back in a relationship, whether it be friendship, family, or a dating relationship. So then what does that look like as you move through those reverse steps? So that's kind of how I look at it. Like, I could be like, I need money, and then I find a $10 bill outside, and I'm like, well, I really needed $100 to pay my bill, and I only got $10. Is it my work didn't work? No, it did. My intention was not proper. You know, I didn't really place it the way I needed it to.
You know, there's actually a really interesting question about petitions in the chat right now. Kyla Simmons 21 asks about, can you make a petition in steps? You know, such as petition one, I want a job at XYZ. Petition two, I want to become the boss at XYZ, and work these at the same time. You know, there's going to be differing opinions on concurrent workings. For myself, in a situation like this, I would honestly recommend one at a time, predominantly to get your foot in the door, get that opening into the company.
That is exactly what I was going to say, and that's why I was going to bring up that with the end in mind. Like, the end in mind is you want to be the boss, right? But can you just come in your current capacity and be the boss? No. What needs to happen for that to happen? So you go all the way back. The first is you got to get hired. So we need to do steady work, crown of success, get me that job. Then I need to be successful, right? Crown of success, maybe a honey jar in the bosses for them to favor me, to do work that helps me climb that ladder. Then I can move into these next steps, right? You got to look at it from the practical applications that also need to be done in order for you to move down that way as well. In my,
right there on with you. You know, in a lot of cases, really having a well-defined end goal, I think, is really what will determine whether you are working concurrent spells or consecutive spells, working, you know, one petition at a time, or working multiple petitions simultaneously. It can be very confusing working concurrently if things are poorly defined. And ultimately, you know, you could be undoing one work with another, where, you know, maybe, because there are some positions, say I want to be the manager of XYZ store. You know, we'll just say, we'll call it a Dollar Mart. There are multiple kinds of Dollar Marts out there. There are, you know, you, and being the store manager at Dollar Mart 1 can literally be the same as being store manager at Dollar Mart 2, et cetera, et cetera. You know, something like that, if you have the experience and you have the background to support that role, yeah, you could easily do concurrent working. I want to work at Dollar Mart. I'm at Dollar Mart 1. I want to work at Dollar Mart 2 and be the store manager. Yeah, I would jump on board with doing that concurrently. But if you haven't been in a position where you have been, you know, the sole leader in Dollar Mart 1, the one with all of the store's responsibility on your shoulders, but, you know, Dollar Mart 2, they treat their employees a little bit better. I'm thinking I want to go over here to Dollar Mart 2. You know, get your foot in the door, then go for the big bucks.
I agree. One thing I wanted to kind of discuss that you're kind of touching on about is the importance of that preliminary work to me. A lot of us and a lot of people or newbies want to be like, I want $1 million job, so I'm going to buy a Wealthy Way spell kit and I'm just going to be rich. Okay. But you don't have a job. skill, you don't have this, you don't have that. Like there's all this other preliminary work that needs to be done in order for that success. And that's kind of one of the areas I wanted to pull back. It was like, what does it look like to start that work? Because, you know, and there's no set rule on what you need to do, but, you know, as a spiritual practitioner and, you know, we all are very similar and we would all agree that there's some things that we should do in order to help us be successful. For example, I might cleanse my house and myself in order to open and to remove any blocks that exist in my life before I start this new success work, right? I know it's very mundane and a lot of people like don't really like doing it, but like spiritual cleansing is so important because it removes those blocks, removes that energy off of us, and it makes us available in order to move forward with new successes. For example, Psalm 51, wash me in hyssop, I will be white as snow. Ezekiel 36, sprinkle me with clean water and I shall be clean. So one of the important things is that before we take on success work is to make sure that you are cleansed and you've removed these things from you. And from that, I like to go from that at level, like after I remove that stuff from me, what will help me then open those paths in order to move forward? Well, to me, that's depending on the work, but that could be a blockbuster if there's like a real block, road opener for sure, cut and clear if it's love, right? So after I do that cleansing, how do I open those paths now to lead these roads that open these new opportunities for me? And doing those baths, doing that work, setting those candles is like the precursor to the next step of work on moving forward with that directive.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Sweets made a great comment in the chat. You know, it said folks that have sold their souls to the devil, or is it the crossroads God, for some type of success. For example, the crossroads ritual to learn to play an instrument of some sort. And I think this is actually a great place to kind of bring this little bit of a discussion in too, where, you know, there's always kind of that mindset of, and I personally blame the speed at which life flies by us at this point in time, you know, where we want it and we want it now, you know, like that, what is it, the financial... Yes, it's my money and I want it now. That's kind of the mentality of people. And the shortcuts are there to, you know, obtain what you're looking for, to obtain where you want to go. But is that price that you will pay for said shortcuts ultimately too high versus, you know, really kind of keeping control of yourself and pacing yourself and obtaining what you want in that methodical manner? You know, there are plenty of stories, you know, cautionary tales of, you know, so-and-so done sold their soul to the devil. So-and-so sold their soul at the crossroads. Pay attention to the ultimate outcomes of these stories if you're considering these routes. That's kind of... I think that's about as far into that as I want to go, because, you know, that's, but do these avenues exist? I will leave it at yes. Do you have any thoughts, Reverend James or JD?
Yeah, my only thought was, and I could totally, and I agree with Nagashiva, where the crossroader is better understood as the black man who teaches. I've never really associated that with the devil. the Christian devil, but that's my own opinion. I've always seen that differently in how I was taught.
That's pretty big in social media right now, where people are saying Eshu's not the devil, because Eshu being the crossroads God and that connection there too. So there is a force, I guess you could say, of people trying to remove that specific terminology of the devil at the crossroads.
Yeah, and even that with Santeria, with like a Yugla, you know, where they, you know, spirit of the crossroad. Even Native American cultures have a spirit of the crossroad, of the trickster spirit. So there's a lot of history of that. That could be a whole entirely different show at this point.
Well, maybe we should book that one for another day and make it a panel discussion altogether. But, you know, really in the mundane world, there are spiritual entities out there that will assist in getting you what you want at the speed that you expect. However, much as there are in the mundane world, there are prices that come with that kind of play. But anyway, you know, really, we've talked about setting the foundation for these success spells. We've talked about really kind of getting down to that, to the heart of what success means to you, working on these definitions, you know, kind of given a framework from which to work on this, you know, start from with the end in mind, start with that end goal, work your way back and reverse engineer really where it is that you want to go with this, with your success work. And, you know, that's the framework thus far is you can apply this to career. You can apply this to love. You can apply this to improving your health or really whichever direction you want to take it in. So let's get into a little bit more of, you know, some of the kind of tools, some of the components of these spells. You know, there's so many different avenues that can be explored when you start, you know, really kind of putting your spells together. You know, are you going to be using, you know, if crystals are your thing, are you going to be adding crystals? Are you going to be including, you know, crystal energies in your work? Are you going to be using amethyst or quartz? What herbs are you going to be tossing in for X, Y, or Z? Do I petition Saint A or do I petition Saint B? They're kind of similar. What are your thoughts in these realms, gentlemen?
You know, it's one of the things I kind of thought about while I was, like, preparing for this, and I was thinking about, like, what do people want in the new year? And, yeah, I went through some of the things that I would also think about is, you know, like you said, love, money, you know, success. Then I also thought an area that we haven't really discussed is how about things just to stay the way they are, to keep going well for you, like that smooth year, that smooth transition. Like, what if you're happy in love? What if your home is good? What if your job is good and you want to keep it that way? Is that not also a level of success and how to keep that going?
Very much so.
And the work that we would use, whether it be I want a job or I want a lover or I want money or I want school success, may look very different than the year being different, you know, just to keep things very smooth. Like, I don't want no problems. I'm ready to roll in this new year and to roll into next. Let's keep things as it's going. But there are some awesome tools, and I agree. Some of them are, they go across the paradigm here. For example, we've talked a lot about job and career success, right? So there are some products that most of us would draw on immediately for those things, right? Like lodestones, they attract to you.
Yes.
Steady work. It is a product about continuing work and being successful. Crown of success, product about being successful, right? One area, particularly, and I was thinking about like for students, you know, if you're a student and you want to be successful, a lot of students, especially at the academia level, are focused on, you know, reading and writing is their primary focus. So how could I incorporate things that come from the job side or aspect or from the money side that also fits on that school side, right? Like
true.
Lodestone help me draw success. Crown of success can help me bring success. But then I can add other items like Solomon seal root, which brings wisdom. But equally, Solomon seal root can be used for a person on a job who wants to make smart and wise decisions. So you got to look at the items that we're calling on and why and how they fit your intention. Going back to the school success, like if you are a student who is in an academia level, you might use five-finger grass and lucky hand root because you're primarily doing work that involves typing and writing and that would give you success. But that might look different in a job or a finding love work.
Very true. You know, or, you know, bringing in, you know, tiger's eye to really kind of enhancing your focus and your determination in achieving and maintaining the success that you are striving for. Rosemary is a great herb for that as, you know, to bring that in, the herbal side of things. Picking the items that speak to you, I think, is really at the heart of building these tools. Because, you know, that's one question that I get a lot is, well, you know, should I use stone X or stone Y? And, you know, when you really look at their uses and their meanings, they're very similar. Which one speaks to you? That's going to be the one that works in this avenue. So really, and you don't have to, JD and I know we've talked about this before on the show. You don't have to break the bank to develop your spells for success or for anything, really, to achieve the outcome that you are going for. And, you know, there was actually a really good question that I saw in the chat from Dr. Sweets. Because I think we're kind of getting to a point here where we can start actually sharing some spells. But Dr. Sweets asked, are there any recommendations for a universal or, you know, across all magical paths cleanse to start before proceeding to success work? And that's an excellent point and an excellent question. You know, one thing that we've mentioned previously on prior shows is the importance of having a reading on a situation. And, you know, if you are in doubt on efficacy and things of that nature, definitely have a reading before just diving in. But as far as you're ready to launch, you're ready to go, you know, a universal cleansing. One thing I'm just going to toss this out here first is just a simple hyssop bath. Cleanse, purify, remove all the garbage that's been connected to you. You know, you can brew take a little bit of hyssop herb, brew yourself a tea, and perform that spiritual bath. Probably one of the most simple of kind of the spirit from a realm of spiritual baths in cleansing. Add a little salt to it if you'd like to kind of enhance that cleansing nature. And these are things that are fairly common to find. Again, not going to break the bank, but will definitely set the stage for success in your success work. What do you two feel?
Well, I was just going to say that insofar as like something that goes between all religions and all thoughts and all magical traditions, the only thing that I can really come up with is that kind of permeates all of that is two specific things, and that would be spiritual baths and sensing. Those nice. Two things you can kind of see in just about every type of magical tradition or religion. You either use water to remove something or you use smoke to remove something. Now, you know, how you decide to do that will just depend on what tradition or religion or whatever you're doing, you know, dictates. But as far as universal, I would say it would be, you know, using water or smoke to cleanse something or someone.
That is very true. And that's, you know, the smudging and that you see in various, you know, on various paths, that's huge. Again, another fairly universal cleansing option. Did you have anything you wanted to jump in to add, JD?
Yes, and I agree totally. And obviously, baths and incense are very traditional, and like you said, they go across many cultures and traditions. And I can quote from the Bible many verses that speak of these things as well. Very related to hoodoo. What I would say is, like these universal things is, for example, when we're talking about success, no, we don't just mean it's career or job, right? Like there's like finding a new love is a success, right? Having a happy home is a success. So I'd ask you, what is it you desire? And then what products or what items also support that? For example, when I have a client who wants to find new love, they're ready to find new love, I always suggest Cut and Clear, because it cuts away those ties from the past and it opens up their path, right? And then they're now spiritually ready to move forward into this love area. So think about what it is that the client or you want, and then what work supports that. Regardless, and yeah, there are universal things that cross, like lemongrass. Lemongrass is used in hoodoo. Lemongrass is a Chinese herb, right? Lemongrass clears and opens things, but how do these items support your purpose and what you want? And then in using them for that way. And I know Kyla asked in the chat about what if you don't know what you want? And that's a great question. What I would suggest in your case is that, yes, I would do clarity. I would do clarity King Solomon while you pray and ask for God to help you to open your eyes and to give you vision to help you know what you want to do and why, and what you're looking for. You might have issues where you have multiple things that you want to do, and you might find yourself doing multiple workings, and that's okay.
You know, but, I saw that question too as well. And to me, it kind of spoke to another opportunity for, you know, doing consecutive works. And sometimes, you know, you may read every self-help book out there, every growth book. You may be talking to gurus and meditating your butt off, you know, for hours a day and still not feel like you have defined what that end goal is. it's not a bad idea to throw in a spell or two of, you know, rungs on the ladder, working your way up that stairway to getting to that goal. You know, the clarity and the wisdom, those are things that really, if you're struggling with those, it's not outside of the realm of possibilities to throw that in to your overall success spell prescriptions. And I did want to address one comment that I saw here. Troll T said, can success be had without relation to money or careers? And I'm going to bring this back to, you know, really kind of defining what success means for the individual in that realm. If, you know, there, you hate to say it, but, you know, there are people that are in abusive relationships that still feel successful in love. There are people who, you know, they might have, you know, they say they have the coronavirus, you know, and they just feel successful that they don't have pneumonia. You know, it really is that subjective, like JD mentioned in the chat. Success isn't always equated with money. Money is an easy way to quantify success, but in my estimation, that's not really for the individual. That's more to be able to reflect that success to others. And I hope that makes sense. So we've really gone through so much on success, and I'm looking at the time that we have left for tonight and realizing, yeah, we're going to do it again. Because it's such a fantastic topic and something that we really could dive into more. Really taking a look at things here. Let's share some actual spells. What do you say? What do you have for us, JD? What is a great success spell? I'm sure that you have. I can feel the Rolodex in your head going.
Well, I mean, so when I thought about this topic, I was really focused on like the different types of success that people might be looking for, right? I was thinking about what do people wish for as they move into a new year. And I was thinking about like jobs, career, love, you know, maybe money. So I'm going to share with you a getting a job or a promotion spell because we've kind of dominated that field today. So I think it kind of fits. So to get a job or a promotion, what a successful spell I have is that you take a sensible size lodestone and you name and baptize it on what you desire, such as a job in X field, making so much money, whatever you're looking for, like in being specific. Take a piece of paper and write out your petition and dress it with crown of success and steady work oil. And then take traction powder and also dirt from four corners of a crossroad. And you're going to mix them together and you're going to make an X on your altar where you're working. And the idea here is that you're drawing all of these job opportunities from these four corners. You place your petition in the center and put the lodestone on top of it, which has been dressed with your oils and magnetic sand. Place a glass vigil candle to the east of the candle, dressed with crown of success and steady work oil. And the reason this is to the east is because we're drawing it onto us. You'll pray Psalms 23 and Psalms 114. Psalms 23 for success, 114 for success in all business matters. and you will continue that work until you get the interviews that you want. What you'll do then is take that petition paper and you will take it out under the lodestone, and you will add gravel root, salt, and five-finger grass, and you will roll, tie that up into a packet and carry that in your pocket for the interview. And while you interview, that'll help you draw that job and get that success. That is my getting a job promo spell, or getting a promo, and it can still be used for a promotion as well. You would just be more intentional with the lodestone on getting a promotion and then obviously carrying that in your pocket while you go for that promotion.
So I'm glad you added that follow-up there, because a lot of folks will read a spell, they'll listen to a spell, and you know, it kind of becomes locked in that this spell will only do this. Take the, when you see these, take what's written, take what you're hearing, and really you can utilize these to be adapted to so many different avenues, different options, different conditions, different goals. It really is something to build from. And, you know, I see it so much, honestly, I'm just going to say, on the Lucky Mojo forum, where, you know, we'll have folks that will come in and, you know, kind of, you kind of see the same questions again and again and again. And we love questions. We love teaching. We love helping. But there's that aspect of, you know, some of these things can be very easily adapted and made your own. So I love that. Reverend James, did you have anyone that you wanted to jump in with?
Well, the one that I use the most is the one that you, Reverend Art, always calls me down for anytime he's doing something that he needs success in. And it's basically a very small part of a spell that's on the Lucky Mojo Crown of Success page. Near the very bottom, the title part of that is a very simple stripped-down Crown of Success candle spell. And I want to say it's the, let me see here, it's the second paragraph of the actual spell. And it's basically lighting some Crown of Success incense. And I kind of change it a little bit here. I take my Crown of Success oil, I tap it on my hand 3 times, then I open it up and I turn it over onto my hand and dip out oil 3 times in a upward style triangle on my hand, on my palm. Then I'll take my index finger, my middle finger, if I'm doing this to myself, my index finger, my middle finger, my thumb, and I'll dip it into that oil, and then I'll use my middle finger and my thumb to go from the top of the bridge of my nose, just above my eyebrows, out above my eyebrows to the ends of my eyebrows, back to the bridge, and then using my index finger, I then press upwards up into my hairline. And as I do that, I say, may all my works be crowned with success. If I'm doing it for art, which is most often how I'm doing this, I do it the same up until I go to apply it to my fingers. And when I do that, instead of putting it into my hand, I'll take it and put my thumb over the top of the bottle and tilt it on both hands. And then I'll use my thumbs at the bridge of his nose above his eyebrows and do the same motion, but with my thumbs out to the edge of the eyebrows, back to the bridge, and then with my 2 thumbs together, push upwards into his hairline. And as I'm doing that, say, may all his works be crowned with success. You can also do what the rest of the spell that I believe Miss Cat wrote out on this was, you know, may insert specific details be crowned with success. So if you're studying for an exam, you may say, may my studies be crowned with success. Or if you're a stage performer, you might say, may my performance on stage tonight be crowned with success. That one is very simple. It's only a small piece of a larger, simpler Crown of Success spell, but it seems to always just give me that kind of little nudge forward in whatever I'm doing or whatever art's doing.
And, you know, in no shame, he does this for me. Whenever I'm undertaking something, it's like, come on, Reverend James, let's do the anointing. You know, it's adaptation. You know,
one thing I love about that. I'm sorry.
Go for
one
it.
Thing I love about that I just want to touch on is that, like, the application of it to your body and the symbolism of it, right? Like, James just explained how he's, like, dressing your crown with success, right? And,
uh-huh.
You know, Lucky Mojo has another one with Steady Work where you would wear the oil on your hand because what do you normally do in a job interview? You shake hands. So really thinking about that practical and also that physical application of that contagious magic and how it applies to the body. Like, that was fantastic.
Yeah. And it's honestly been kind of a cornerstone of a lot of the things that we've accomplished over the years. So it can be personally attested to. But, you know, one thing that we talked about this at the top of the show, you know, at Folk Conjure, we have started to carry a lot of additional figural candles, and some of them are very unique and not things that you typically would find, you know, sitting on the shelves of your standard metaphysical store. One thing that I want to share is a spell that I've been working on and developing that it along the lines of success. A lot of times people feel hemmed in by circumstance, by situation, et cetera, et cetera. And anybody that knows me knows I love me some moving candle spells. We've started to carry a candle that looks, it's a figural candle in the shape of a grenade. This could be used for blockbuster work. And the spell is actually developed kind of around that principle. You know, we pour the candle in orange, road opening. And so you take the candle. And you can actually use any orange candle. It doesn't necessarily have to be the grenade. Some people love their symbolism. But where in a lot of cases you see moving candle spells, things moving together. You know, if it's a love spell, you know, you're slowly moving the characters together, slowly moving the male and the female, the male, what have you, together. And they meet in the middle and voila. The magic happens, hopefully. With this, you take an orange candle, whether it be the grenade candle or any orange candle, set it in the center of your working area. For whatever you feel is holding you back, whatever you feel is in your way, you're going to take a black chime candle. And you're going to inscribe it with whatever said item might be, whether that's, you know, anxiety or depression or, you know, there's a word for it and I totally just lost it. But, you know, poor interview skills, these types of things. And you're going to inscribe these black candles and you're going to surround the orange candle in the center. Now, as you light these candles, and you can dress them if you'd like with herbs, you can, you know, I highly recommend, if you don't have it already, grabbing a copy of Hoodoo Urban Root Magic. There are so many great herbs that are listed in this book. A lot of great spells too, hint. But to really kind of build something around it that speaks to you. I try not, unless it's a client directly for me, I try not to prescribe a specific herb when talking about these kind of spells. And same with the, you know, what kind of oil you want to dress the candles with. You know, if one is, you know, doubt, you might want to dress that black candle with courage. If one of your things is, you know, an inability to envision your path, you might want to dress that black candle with clarity. You know, so you can really customize this. But here we go. So you're going to surround that grenade or orange candle in the center. You're going to light your candles. Say the blessing that whatever speaks to you, whether, you know, you're going to defer to a psalm or to a petition that you've written or to some mantra that really speaks to you. But as you light these candles, just you're going to envision that these things are going to be cast off of you. And as the candles burn, you're going to slowly move the little black chime candles out from the center until they reach the outer rim area of where you are working. And once you've reached that perimeter, you're going to take some salt and you're going to draw yourself a circle around your center candle, and you're going to do it counterclockwise to further cast off, but create a barrier where these things are not going to come back to you. And then, you know, you let the candles burn out and go about your business and start being successful.
And just like the fiery wall of protection work, you know, you can get some good readings off of that too. You know, say that if you want to name each one of those black candles for an issue that you're having, then whenever you get it out to the edges and you put the circle of salt, if any of the wax from any of those particular candles breaks through that salt, then you know that you're still struggling with that problem.
Very true. You got me on my next step. Great minds, what can I say? But no, and really, you know, if one of those chime candles burns completely clean, you know, that in and of itself is a sign. If one of them is raging and really fighting to be, you know, to not be removed, you'll be able, you know, that flame is just kind of going crazy. That is a sign. You can pay attention to the way these individual candles burn. You can pay attention to whatever kind of residue is left and really build a very holistic picture of what you need to work on. And like Reverend James said, you know, if anything does break itself back through that wall of salt, double down on that, because you know you're going to need to work on it.
I love this thing, and I just wanted to add to you, or my own thought about your grenade spell is, like, I was thinking, even as a standing work itself, like writing all of the things on it that are kind of in your way and lighting it in itself as its own work and
yep.
Really blowing things away. And I love it. I think it's such a great spell. I want one of these candles now. But I'm just thinking, like, what an awesome cool representation. And even then, you can see if you write the things on certain sides, that if one side burns poor versus another side burns great, that it indicates, you know, where you're still having resistance, where you're not. I mean, fantastic. I love it. Thank you for sharing that.
You know, that the grenade, honestly, was one of those things. I looked at it and I'm like, you know what? I'm making this, because so many people just get stuck in so many situations. And I mean, it's a great symbolization for, you know, blasting things the hell out your way. If you feel like you are, you know, really blocked in love, blam, there it goes. If you're blocked in, you know, earning money or you know, having that financial success, boom, blow it out the way. We pour it in so many different colors. It's not even funny. But you know,
well, this is where I was talking about earlier. It's like that focus on like opening that path. And I talked about Road Opener or Blockbuster,
yep.
But this is that same idea. It's like you do an intentional work to blast open or to open up that path to lead you to that success. And like, I mean, I love it. So I can't wait to look at them and buy some. I'm so excited. But
yeah,
I mean, think about that in your work. Is like, how do you open up your path for this new opportunity, especially if you feel stagnant or stuck?
Yeah, I'm actually little foreshadowing here is I'm hoping to do a community working with this for, you know, the friends, the faithful listeners of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places and whomever to really partake in. You know, let's just blast the hell out of all of this shit and get it out of our way for this year. And that's going to be kind of like my gift to everyone. And I'll be announcing that out on the Folk Conjure Facebook page once I have everything together and ready.
Fantastic. I'm excited. I love it.
You know, we are coming close to time. What other spells do we have? Do you have another one for us, JD?
Yeah, you know what? Another one I was thinking about was I was thinking about a lot of love. I know a lot of people are looking for love these days, and they're trying to find a new love in their life. So one of the favorite ones for love is taking two figural candles and naming one yourself. The other one you dress or you carve with all the things you're looking for in a new lover, all over it. Without naming a person. And then you take a seven knob candle and you carve new love come to me on all seven knobs and dress these with like a love coming oil such as come to me or love me. So place the two candles in the opposite ends and place the knob candle in the center back and draw a line with love drawing sachet powder as well as a love drawing herb, and then each day for 7 days burn all three candles. Always start by lighting the knob candle first. You kind of want that to draw them in, and then burn the candles until they touch. On the seventh day, let them burn out and take that wax and bury it in your front yard. And take the remaining sachet powder and the love herbs that are left on your tray and mix it with two lodestones that are named and baptized with your petition and make a mojo with that. And then carry that on you while you seek and continue to look for new love in your life, whether you go on dating apps or you're going on dates or you're going to single mingles, whatever it is you're doing. But the idea here is that you bury it in your yard to draw it to you, and then you're carrying this bag on you, this mojo that'll help draw to you as well. So that's one thing I was thinking about for helping people find new love.
You know, mojos are, and I know they talked about them, mojos yesterday on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour 2 for Prosperity. Mojos are such a wonderful tool. And they can take so many different forms, but
yeah, it's like your mini spirit ally that's like with you, you know. I mean, people undermine the power of a mojo and what it can do for you.
You know, I think it's funny because some of the comments that I've heard in when I prescribe mojos to individuals is, oh, but that's too much like work. And it kind of goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning of the show tonight. Mm-hmm. You have to put in the work. You know, the mojo is your magical Tamagotchi. You have to feed it. You have to take care of it. But in return, it will pay you back in dividends.
Absolutely. The magical Tamagotchi was amazing. You're right. I've actually had people tell me, that just sounds too much. You have something simpler. I'm like, but do you want your end result or not? you know, that just kind of is more reflective of why they're in the situation that they're in rather than, you know, what they're looking for. Like, that's another topic. But I love your analogy. That's fantastic. I feel that. I 100%.
You know, sometimes I say things like that and I realize that, you know, some generations go, oh, I completely get it. And then there's other folks that are like, the hell's a Tamagotchi? Look it up. I'll leave that for the Google gods. So we down to the wire. Reverend James, did you have anything you want to jump in with last minute?
No. We've covered a lot, actually.
And Phyllis Margaret Gabor says she can still buy Tamagotchis. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea those things were actually still around. That's hilarious. And now I need to find one. Now, you know, this really – go ahead.
I'm sorry. I know we're down on the wire, but, like, what is your favorite, like, go-to item or product for success? Like, if you were, like, this is the one thing you must have, regardless what you're doing, what would you say it is?
I would have two, and I would say it would be Crown of Success products, period, and bay leaves.
Love it.
And Reverend James took one of mine. I definitely Crown of Success. You know, I do. I also will defer sometimes to holy oil, really kind of to get an all-encompassing sort of a feel to a situation. When everything comes together, it seems like it doesn't speak to any one sort of like product line. I'll just defer to holy oil. But Crown of Success line of products and holy oil, those are my usual two go-tos.
Awesome. I love the bay leaf too. Wonderful. I didn't think of that. I love Master Root or Master of the Woods. And
oh yeah, those are good.
High John Root. And I love Crown of Success for sure. But I like those because they help with the overcoming the obstacles.
And there's our music. That means that's all the time we have for tonight, everybody. You know, we hope you've enjoyed your time with us this evening, as every evening. So until next time we meet, let's keep the magic alive. Take us out, Reverend James.
Thank you, Reverend Art, and thank you, JD, of HoodooHouseDetroit.com in Detroit, Michigan, for joining us this week. We invite you to join us next week when we'll be welcoming another outstanding guest. We've come to the end of this episode of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, on the LMC Radio Network. You can find Reverend Art at FolkConjure.com and at FolkConjure on Facebook and Instagram, on the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, on readersandrootworkers.com, and on Hoodoo Psychics. I'm your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from FolkConjure.com in North Carolina. Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via mysticsmages.com/radio show and on the Lucky Mojo Forum. For all of us at Mystics and Mages, I'd like to thank you for being here. Be sure to follow at Mystics Mages and Magical Places on Facebook and at Mystics Mages Magical Places on Instagram for updates and news. We'll be back next week at the same time. Come sit a spell. Wink, wink. Relax and enjoy the show. We've only just begun. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
That just goes to show you just how emotional these last few moments are when those closing announcements come up. Reverend James just gets all choked up. And just can't believe that it's almost time that the show ends.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, JD. Thank you, JD, for joining us. You're welcome back whenever you'd like to come back, my friend. And we have some things to discuss. 2024 success. Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed week. We'll see you next Monday. And on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Good night.